Yesterday during our super long segment without commercial breaks, we were asked to comment on a local slow pitch softball team that is managed, owned and managed by Jack Mitchell.
Happens all the time.
And so we did, I did comment, and my comment was then pull quoted by the softball team, and I can only imagine posted on some sort of a dugout, you know, board. The quote from me was, there's some names in their lineup tonight. I don't know about many of these people athletically. It feels like on the face, it will not be a very good team. So I had low expectations for that team who played their first game last night. And even I even said that they were 4.5 run underdogs last night. Well, what we got out of that Jack Mitchell owned and managed softball team, once again, it all comes to the head of the snake here. What we got was a result that I've never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. They lost 30-0 last night, and it was a slow pitch softball game, and they were no hit. No hit, zero hits. And I say this knowing that the next guest on our show is on the team. Our boss is on the team. Some local dignitaries, celebrities, friends of the show,
sure,
listeners of the show are on that team. But once again, no hit in a slow pitch softball game, losing 30-0 in 3 innings. It's the most shocking result I've ever seen.
The mercy rule was broken out.
I knew that they were going to be bad. That's really bad. They struck out. They didn't get all the way through the lineup, by the way. They struck out 3 times. There was 3 strikeouts as they went through 9 hitters in the order. 3 strikeouts. Horrible. You can't strike out in a slow pitch softball game. It's almost impossible.
Now, Connor, I noticed you didn't say that this was a perfect game.
That's right. Because they did have base runners. There was an error by the team that they played, and they walked twice, which is somehow almost worse than striking out. They're taking it as a win that they had base runners. I'd like to give a shout out to Triple B's Josh and Matt McMaster, who walked last night in a slow pitch softball game.
Unheard
Guys,
of.
Come on. Just strike out. Take your swings.
Gotta take the bat off your shoulder.
And then they're out there complaining that it was a windy night or something like that. So I reached out to a couple people on the other team. I found them. I tracked them down.
A Connor Happer investigative report.
I reached out to some people, and I just wanted to get a better sense of what was going on.
Fair and balanced coverage.
Were they really that bad, or was there some extenuating circumstances that led to this being the way it was? And here's the gist of what I got back. The wind was pretty bad. There were some bad hops. Also, the Lincoln Industries team apparently, quote, found all the right gaps as well. But it was couched with, and I'll quote again, I don't want to speak badly of them. And when you say, I don't want to speak badly of them, it means that you actually think badly of them. You just don't want to say it out loud. Also, a critique of the manager, they definitely could have moved some players around in the field.
Oh, my.
Yes, like they were positioned in the wrong spot, maybe. Then I asked, now this is admittedly a leading question. I asked one of the Lincoln Industries players, hey, so when you rolled up to the field and you saw them in the other dugout, like, what did you think? You know, what was your initial impression?
Sure, you're sizing up your opponent first thing out.
And here's what I got. Couldn't see that far. The wind was blowing the dirt too much.
Oh, my.
They did roll deep, though. Huge roster. Didn't even see their last two batters hit, so it could have turned it around for them. To which I said, I'm going to go ahead and doubt that person on the other team. At one point, they loaded the bases with zero outs, with an error and two walks, and had the middle of their lineup coming and did not score. Failed to score a single run. Once again, in slow pitch softball. The wind could be blowing a billion miles an hour. You're going to have... Actually, you would think that the wind blowing so hard would make it more likely that you did get a hit. Right? Pop-ups are free, fair game. Like, we're not playing all-stars here.
That's right.
Pop-ups could go anywhere in the world. And yet, somehow, they were all but one caught, apparently. There was one error on the other side, and zero of them landed on the ground safely. This is shocking stuff.
I have a tweet here.
Yeah, go ahead.
From the official Twitter account of this softball team, the Jack Mitchell Softball Experience, at JMSEOFFICAL.
Yeah.
That's right. It's misspelled official. Attention.
The guy cannot spell anything right.
Attention to detail lacking.
He also can't pick a softball team correctly. Yeah.
This is for just mere minutes ago. We are hearing rumors originating on the message boards and blogs that the Lincoln Industries team may have had non-Lincoln Industries employees. While this is wholly legal and within the rules in every respect, we do believe that it means there should now be an asterisk by 30-0.
Yeah, sure. I just don't know. I just don't know I'd be able to... Like, I've been on some bad slow-pitch softball teams, some overmatched slow-pitch softball teams. Never. To quote Vern Lundquist, in your life have you seen anything like that?
I'd be embarrassed to show my face around the office.
So far beyond my wildest expectations of how bad it was. So far beyond that. A couple emails here.
Oh, okay.
John emails in.
Hi, John.
The level of suck shown by Jack's softball team is on the level of a Scott Frost coached football team. Ooh. I assume he means from an organizational perspective. Kevin writes in, really, are you serious? This has to be a joke, because no team I've ever heard of has ever been no hit, and I've been playing for 20 plus years. Jack echoed the same. It said he's been around the slow pitch softball community for more than two decades and has never seen anything like it. Justin writes in, only one home run too. That's crazy.
That's right. They released the box score and the live stats.
Yeah.
Last night. So you can pore over that.
We've got a comment in here on Twitter from Jack Mitchell Softball Experience. Mm,
from the source.
Which says, rent-free. Sam says, JMSE is living rent-free in Happer's head, as Jack might say. I was asked to comment on this yesterday, and then I was dragged into it.
We're covering the news.
And so now everybody's looking at me last night is like, wow, Happer, looks like you called it. In fact, there was one person who was wondering about the odds of them getting zero hits. And I thought, a little bit over the top.
That's impossible.
They're going to get a hit. That person was exactly correct. Amazing. How did that happen? Shocking stuff out of the Lincoln softball community.
You know, they say the largest improvement on a slow pitch softball team is made between games one and game two.
I would certainly hope so. A couple texts.
Okay.
Chris in Montana.
Hi, Chris.
How did the base runners get out? Maybe on a fly ball with one out, they didn't tag up. They just kept running. Great question. How do you get the bases loaded with nobody out and then everybody somehow gets out? Did you follow the box score? Actually, you know what? I can answer that question for you. I can tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
They had a pop out to the pitcher.
Sure. Not deep enough to score.
So this is with the bases loaded and nobody out. A pop out directly back to the pitcher. And then our boss, Mark.
Oh, no.
Hit a tapper that went no more than 6 feet because the catcher fielded it. And then it appears maybe tagged home, you know, to get the force out. And then a ground out, a meaningless, harmless ground ball out to shortstop.
That'll do it.
So didn't even strike out during that. They put three balls in play.
Wow.
All right, some more. Connor, are you just salty because he didn't ask you to be on the team? No, I do not need to play another night of slow pitch softball. I'm already set for my slow pitch softball debut for another team that also stinks but gets hits on Thursday nights. And God, and I will be damned if I ever take a walk in slow pitch softball. That'd be it for me. If I ever felt like, you know what, here's the opportunity for me to take a walk, it's time for me to walk away from the game.
What if the bases are loaded, Connor?
I'm swinging.
Okay.
I'm putting that into my own hands. I'm swinging. UPS Ben, I feel like Jack signed up his team for the competitive league and they belong in the true rec league. I actually don't think that. I just think they're the worst team in the correct league.
They're the White Sox of whatever league they're in.
Chris says, sell the franchise. I hear Oakland is looking for a team. Jesse says, the other team took it very seriously and must have had some ex-players, and they felt slighted by Jack's team, and they wanted to kill them. Maybe. And Jay Skr Todd says, Jack's softball team is the ham of softball. More on this with the player who struck out to end the game. Striking out, whatever, you swung.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You tried.
So Jacob Bigelow's coming up on the other side. He was chosen for this team. Is he regretting it? Find out next on 1620 The Zone.
I'm a fabulous driver.
The Connor Happer Show.
I'm one of the best friends you could ever have in your life.
On 1620 The Zone.
I hate you.